Have you ever taken the time to stop to see how you actually process your anger? Because let's be honest, all of us are going to have to deal with it at some point or another. You see, it's tempting to ignore our anger altogether, believing because we're such good Christians, we either aren't supposed to get this angry or anger doesn't take control of us. But there are several issues to that strategy. First of all, God gave us the emotion of anger, and anger in itself is not a problem. Secondly, ignoring anger does not make it go away. In fact, hiding our anger can often lead to bitterness, resentment, and cynicism, none of which helps us become more like Christ. But on the other end of the spectrum, many of us may give in to our anger, exploding or yelling at others because of our personal pain. Neither one of those are wise. The thing is, anger can actually be a very useful emotion when managed correctly. See, anger indicates when we need to right some wrongs, stand up for ourselves or others, or correct some problems. In fact, anger can be a catalyst to healing and restoration in relationships. Let's look at Ephesians 4 and 26 real quick. Don't let sin show up by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Listen to what it says. It encourages us that the day our heart shows up with hurt should also be the day of our heart experiencing healing. That means we'll need to use our anger to fuel some actions and not feed a grudge. Number one, acknowledge that your anger is real. Number two, pray about your anger. And number three, seek restoration. Here's what you do. Take a deep breath before saying anything you'll regret. Take a moment to pause and consider why you're angry. That means acknowledge the anger that you're feeling. Then, ask the Holy Spirit for self-control, a sound mind, and calm, forgiving attitude. That's why you pray about your anger. And then, if you get angry with someone, the same day of that offense should be the same day of forgiveness. Don't wait until tomorrow to extend the grace that you can give someone today. Hey, family, anger inevitably is real, but we don't have to be afraid or ashamed of it. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. So let's be a people who react slowly, apologize early, and forgive easily so that we can lead with love. That's a good way to process your anger. Let's give it to him today because you know he's worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.